Oh, of course not. The right to keep and bear arms is certainly restricted from people that are mentally ill or have a criminal record?
Correct.
No.
Thank you.
Although I do strongly support the right to keep and bear arms.
All right, thank you. Mr. Christ-Tompkins, the same question to you.
I would echo Sheila's answer. Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of immediate sense. I think it's pretty fair to say. Just like you don't want registered terrorists to have the right to purchase firearms. I think there's some common sense considerations. It's not an absolute ultimatum.